With Kokuletso Mfuphi on Kaya FM 95.9.
Usually we'd bring you the business bulletin, but of course with a busy day regarding the market dynamics and company results, we now give you a quick insight into the results of Kumba Iron Ore, which happened to declare a large interim dividend on the back of a new policy. And this time it has seen the company struggling slightly with underlying profits and sales, which didn't necessarily perform up to investors' expectations. But despite that, the share price is still up in positive territory in reaction to the positive dividend that's been paid out, one that shareholders actually haven't received for quite a while. To tell us more, we join on the line by the CEO of Kumba Iron Ore, a division of Anglo American, Themba Mkhwanazi. A pleasure to speak to you today, Sam. Thank you so much for making time. Clearly, the market is loving the reaction to the dividend. I'm assuming that this is done in order to provide shareholders with some optimism, given the sluggish year and a half that Kumba Iron Ore has had.
Hi, Kokuletso, and good evening to your listeners. I'm really struggling to hear you, so if you could speak up, please. I'm battling to make out what you're saying.
Sure. Let's touch on the dividend. Clearly, this has been held to appease shareholders or provide them with a sense of confidence.
I wouldn't necessarily say to appease. I mean, we've been on a journey, you know, in the last couple of years where we've responded to some pretty challenging market dynamics. We changed mine plans, we restructured. We've been on a journey of improvement. We made it very clear that as we go through this journey, we would be honoring some of our policies, one of which is around returning excess cash to shareholders. We've demonstrated that in the past, and today we continue demonstrating that. I think what a positive today is that in terms of our dividend policy, which was discretionary in the past, we're actually giving our shareholders more clarity in terms of the payout ratio and also more clarity as well around the level of balance sheet flexibility that we're happy to carry going forward. So we see this as a positive and an ongoing demonstration of our belief in the business, the performance that we've demonstrated, that we continue to demonstrate, and our confidence in delivering on our strategy and the aspirations within that.
Let's continue to build up on your strategy. Just before you took to the helm, there was a point where Anglo American wanted to let go of Kumba Iron Ore, however, has done an about turn on that decision. Given the strategy and the role and influence of Anglo American in your entity, what future growth potential does your company have?
For us, the strategy probably covers four key areas. One is around safety, which is very much around us eliminating fatalities. The second element is around margin enhancement, which is quite key and important, particularly given the fact that we operate in a highly competitive market. The third element is around life of mine extension. And clearly, that's an important element because we believe that as a business, we want to be here for the long term. And clearly, the fourth aspect is very much being the employer of choice.
Let's build up on the theme regarding safety and technology. I understand that Kumba Iron Ore, as your Sishen mine, has actually managed to implement and install drones. How is this new digital age and technology revolution changing the operating model of Kumba Iron Ore?
Well, technology is a massive enabler. So, I mean, the example you use about drones is that what it actually does is it takes people out of, for example, potentially hazardous situation. So, for example, one of the activities at the mines is surveying, which is quite important because you've obviously got to quantify the sizes of stockpiles and all that. So through the use of drone technology, we're able to use these drones, which effectively means we don't have people standing on stockpiles, which have a level of stability, which can from time to time give way, which then poses a threat to safety.
As we wrap up today, Themba, you've certainly been at the helm since, what, September 2016 and facing very turbulent times. What can shareholders hold you accountable to in the next 6 to 12 months?
Again, it's very much delivering on the promises that I've outlined in terms of our strategy, and continuing to ensure that we continue to deliver sustainable returns to our shareholders and obviously to the benefit of our broader stakeholders.
Indeed. Well, we certainly look forward to seeing more developments from you and Kumba Iron Ore. That was Themba Mkhwanazi, who's the CEO of Kumba Iron Ore, out with its interim results today. And fortunately, profits not necessarily shooting the lights out, but some good news for shareholders as they've increased their dividend policy from 50% of earnings to 75%. And as such, the company's share price is firmer by more than 2% today. Just